It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I was watching the news the other day, and I saw some children beating an elderly man just for the sake of it. And, you know, he was there. He was elderly, 73 years old. And these children, just a mob of them, I don't know, about six of them, 10 to 14 years old, they beat this man to death just because he was there, right? He didn't do anything to him. Can you imagine what? It's like a pack of jackals who went after a lion or some game that they go after. You ever see jackals and how they go about taking apart an animal that they're going to eat? Well, these young people did this with an elderly guy, and all I could think about was, you know, what can possibly be happening in the lives of children that they act in that manner? Here's the story. A pair of brothers younger than 15 have surrendered to Philadelphia police in the deadly attack on a 73-year-old man who was beaten by a group of minors, police said. Now, this is all on tape. It's all on film. A spokesman for the Philadelphia Police Department confirmed to Newsweek that the brothers, ages 14 and 10, turned themselves in Monday to the department's homicide unit. Their surrenders is the latest in the death of James Lambert, 73, whose fatal beating was captured on surveillance video. Currently, there are no formal charges. Updates will be sent as they become available, Miguel Torres, department spokesman, said in the email. The Philadelphia District Attorney's Office confirmed the two juveniles turned themselves in before declining comment, further spokesman Dustin Slaughter told Newsweek. Police on Friday asked for the public's help, offering a $20,000 reward for information identifying what authorities call a group of youth who struck Lambert with a traffic cone and other objects in the early mornings of June 24th. The minors involved in the attack included four black males and three black females, police said. Now, these are all children under 16 years of age who attacked and beat this man to death. You know, when you look and see these types of things that happened, this situation happened somewhere around in the wee hours of the morning. Again, these children, 10 to 16 years old, out to 2 o'clock in the morning. What the hell is going on with families that your 10 to 16 year olds are out on the street at 2 o'clock in the morning? You know, in the city where I live, Milwaukee, there have been times, recent times, that children 14, 15 years old have been murdered this year, months or so ago. Same thing, on the street at 3:25 a.m., 14 years old. What is going on with people that you have a 14-year-old child who's on the street at 3 o'clock in the morning? I'm 68 years old, and I'm off the street at, on average, you know, including weekends, you know, 9 o'clock. Because I know what's out there. And I don't understand what it is about people and their loved ones that they don't understand or have lost track of. Now, I will say this. That 10 to 14, those that 10-year-old and that 14-year-old are adolescents who are going to certainly go to jail or juvenile. They should not be treated as adults. You may say, well, they're old enough to do what they did. But 10 to 14-year-olds don't understand the magnitude of what happened. Not because I say it. It's because the truth of the matter is the front lobe of the brain does not develop until fully until you're 26 years old. That doesn't mean you get a pass. Until you're 26 years old, you commit a crime, a serious crime before that time. And I understand why people are going to be charged as adults. But in this instance, 10 to 14 years old, that's on the parent. That's on the parent for allowing those children to be out on the street at that time of the morning. You know, nothing good at all can come of that. But in this case, there were six of them roaming around in the city of Philadelphia and unattended by their parents. And whatever the cost is, whatever the price is, the parents should be the ones who they shouldn't be able to walk away. Yes, the young people need to be detained and pay some price. But should they be the ones who suffer the brunt of that? 10 to 14 years old, what do they know? Look, a lot of what happens in the society and with us is the luck of the draw. People who are successful in life, for the most part, are successful because they grew up in a structured family situation where there was someone who cultivated them, who knew what it took to get the best and bring the best out of those people who wind up successfully. It's the luck of the draw. But there are other people who are as talented as people who make it in this society, if you want to call it making it, who had the same talents, the same gifts, but were born into a family that did not know how to cultivate those gifts. Part of aging and gaining wisdom as we age in a society is to be able to look at those types of things and see it for what it is and to then be able to express to those who are not aware why people succeed in this society and why people don't. Luck of the draw. And, you know, if you're fortunate to be born with a inside of a family that's stable, to live in an environment that's safe, and free of the dangers that so many children face in their lives, and you become successful, you got to understand, it's not always because of you. Well, I did it myself. No, you didn't. You were blessed and fortunate that you had the opportunity to grow up where you did and have the people that you had in your life to help make you who you are. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.